Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Luke Combs coming to Levi's Stadium on May 17th, and we've got free tickets. And all this week, we've been playing the game Lion for Luke. And caller 17 is you, Autumn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations. And here's how we play Lion for Luke, okay? We're each going to go around, and we're going to tell you an anecdote about our past. And after the story is over, you have to determine, is that story true or is it a lie? And if you get 2 out of 3, you win the tickets. Are you ready to play?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All righty. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Katie wants to go first.
When I was young, I had a cat that I absolutely adored. And my cat's name was Milkshake.
Oh.
And I loved Milkshake very much. But my dad didn't like Milkshake. And I later found out in life because they said, we don't know where Milkshake ran away. But really, my dad just let the cat outside and never let it back in and it ran away.
Is that story true or a lie?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I feel like it might be true.
All right, you're going to stick with that one? You locked in?
Yeah.
If you'd listen to this show for long enough, you would know that Gavin had a cat named Milkshake, and his dad didn't like the cat, and he later found out in life that his dad kicked Milkshake out and never let it back in, and it ran away.
It's a true story for me. I have one picture of me and Milkshake. One. She was an adorable little gray kitten. And then when I was like 20 years old, I was like, hey, whatever happened to Milkshake? And my dad, with a smile on his face, was like, I just opened the door and let the cat out. And I go, what? He goes, yeah, I just let the cat out and didn't let it back in. I go, you kicked her out of the house? He goes, yeah, I hated that cat. And then you wonder why we went into morning radio. All right. All right. Well, you didn't get a point there. Nobody got a point. I sure didn't. All right.
Milkshake didn't. You didn't. Your dad did, but he gave it to himself.
Kevin, we're playing Lion for Luke.
Okay. When I was a little boy, I went to Vietnam, okay, with my family, and we went to this water park, and it was my first time at a water park, so I was super excited. I was like, I think 5'3", 2". Little toddler. Anyways, I ran around and then I got lost because
I was... Did the story start with you saying when I was 6 years old?
When I was a little boy.
Oh, okay.
Don't ruin my story. And then I got lost at the water park.
Yeah.
And then so the Vietnamese police found me. And then I had to go on the overhead and speak in Vietnamese.
Wow. They made you do it?
Because they don't know the names of my mom and dad. Only I did. And then I said it, and they're like, oh my gosh, we're shocked that you knew Vietnamese, and then I was rekindled with my family.
Rekindled. Okay. Was that story a truth or a lie?
Did you say you were 5'2"?
5'4", 3'2".
I don't remember. I was very young.
He said just Vietnamese toddler.
Vietnamese toddler.
Is that story a truth or a lie,
Autumn? Answer. You got to have an answer.
I'm going to say no. It's a lie.
Yes, you were right.
Wow. You don't say.
I would not leave my parents' side.
Oh, my God. All right. You need one more point. Here we go. When I was 13 years old, I went to the beach with my family, and I thought I was amazing when I caught a 5-foot-long barracuda shark. And as we were reeling it in, we were out on a boat in the ocean. It was amazing. As we were reeling it in and it came up, I got too close to it while the chartered boat, the fisherman guy, was trying to de-hook it. And that barracuda bit my hand. Is that story true or a lie?
I'm gonna say it's a lie because they wouldn't let you next to the barracuda.
You're right. Yeah. Also, but I did catch a 5-foot barracuda.
But there's also nothing called, there's no such thing as a barracuda shark.
What did I say, barracuda shark?
Yeah.
Barracuda. They should be called barracuda sharks. Those things are terrifying. But yeah, you're right. They would never let me close it. When we got it on board, that thing was thrashing around and snapping. It was crazy. Amazing. Congratulations, though. You got yourself a pair of tickets to go see Luke Combs at Levi Stadium on May 17th. Autumn, congratulations.
Thank you so much. My husband really loved Luke Combs, so the moment I heard there was tickets, I was like, oh, that would be so nice for him.
Well, great. Tell him that you bought him.
Yeah, good
definitely
idea.
Tell him that you bought him. All right, stay on hold. We got to get your information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.